Good old Stan.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the September 8th edition of Look at My Records right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I wanted to give everyone a taste of the McKenzie Tapes. For those of you unaware, the McKenzie Tapes is this archiving project I've been working on. I made a friend through the Maxwell's Facebook group, Dave McKenzie, and he was nice enough to send me a lot of live tapes from the 80s and 90s, mostly Maxwell's, but also other New York City area venues and beyond. And I've been putting them all up on the World Wide Web the day that they happened or close to there, because unfortunately I do get busy, but I do try to stay really strict with uploading it the day in history that it happened. So if you've been following, we've been playing a lot of songs, uploading a lot of tapes, and we kicked off the show with Modern Farmer by Young Woo. For those of you unfamiliar, Young Woo is a band in the Feelies universe. Dave Weckerman is a frontman. And their only album was reissued this year on Bar None Records. Name of the record is called Shore Leave, and it's finally back on vinyl, available for everyone to enjoy. The special Record Store Day release came with a bonus 7-inch flexi disc of a Weckerman original pre-Young Woo, and I gotta say, it's pretty good. I love Dave Weckerman. Just the greatest, what can I say? Let's keep the show going, though. We're going to play some Jesus Lizard. This was a great show. The sound quality's excellent. This is Jesus Lizard playing Nub at Irving Plaza.
passing by ya. Well, now don't you know that I couldn't lose this love, even if I tried, yeah. Well, now don't you think it's kind of funny? All my friends would laugh if they knew. Won't they think it's so funny? I'll tell you why. Cause they know that if anyone doesn't need to worry, girl, it's you, yeah.
All right, so we heard Nub by the Jesus Lizard at Irving Plaza, January 25th, 1997. Followed by Tristessa by the Smashing Pumpkins off of their very first album, Gish. And that was at Maxwell's, their first of two appearances at Maxwell's in 1991. That was the first one on February 8th, 1991. If you check out the McKenzie tapes, you'll learn it was a triple bill. Urge Overkill and Superchunk also played that show. And followed by that, we heard Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers play It's You. That's another Maxwell show on March 16th, 1986. 32 years ago. Wow. And here's another one from Maxwell's. 1987, January 31st, The Leaving Trains. She's looking at you.
Woo! with those glasses. My eyes, the color of the glasses. All you have to do is ask, is all that I'll tell you. I'm
Dinosaur Jr. They've been playing as loud as they damn want for the last 30 plus years. They just don't care about your hearing. But that's okay. We embrace it. So we heard The Leaving Train, She's Looking at You, live at Maxwell's on January 31st, 1987. After that, we heard Cast Iron by Superchunk at the Bowery Ballroom on January 23rd, 1999. Superchunk's first of many appearances at that wonderful venue on the Lower East Side. Then we heard Green Mind by Dinosaur Jr. at Maxwell's on January 14th, 1991. So next up, we're going to play Just Like Honey by the Jesus and Mary Chain, played at the Ritz, which we all know now as Webster Hall, recently closed for renovations. Watch out for that marquee, don't let it fall on you. On March 14th, 1986, Jesus and Mary Chain, Just Like Honey at the Ritz.
Yeah.
Just wrapped up another great set. Wow. As I mentioned before, the jump, Jesus and Mary Chain at the Ritz on 14th Street. That's where it is. March 14th, 1986. That's a long time ago. Another one from 86. Right after that, we heard my favorite band, the Feelies. Wow. I Want to Sleep in Your Arms at my favorite club, Maxwell's, May 10th, 1986. And after that, we heard Sitting Still by REM. This tape was marked August 1982, but I believe it's actually October 1982 at Maxwell's. I'm not sure of the exact date. I would have to look it up. And I'm not even sure if it's Maxwell's, actually. I think based on my research, I discovered that it was actually in their home state of Georgia. There's a lot of songs on the tape where they're playing DB's songs, the band The DB's from the same era. They're playing songs like from the first DB's record during this show. So I don't know. It remains a mystery. So I'm in the mood for some Minutemen now, so let's do it. Those fucking corn dogs. Yeah. Little Man with a Gun in His Hand, one of my favorite Minutemen songs, and then History Lesson Part 2, which is always an inspiring jam. Wow. And you're wondering, what day did this go down? Where did it go down? January 3rd, 1985 at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. One of the handful of tapes outside the New York City area in the Mackenzie Tape Collection. This is a good one. Enjoy it. Hope you guys enjoyed that Minuteman medley, Little Man with a Gun in His Hand, and History Lesson Part 2. Of course, History Lesson Part 2 off of the Minutemen's magnum opus, Double Nickels on the Dime. Never get tired of that record. Really means a lot to me. God bless that band. Mike Watt, you're the man, still doing his thing. And of course, that was on January 5th, 1985 at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. After that, we heard a very special one. Sonic Youth playing Candle off of their magnum opus, people would say. People would argue it's their magnum opus. Daydream Nation. This was right before they went to record Daydream Nation, so the song sounds a little different, but it's Candle by Sonic Youth on June 10th, 1988 at Maxwell's. At the end of the program, I just want to thank everyone for listening today, and if you liked what you heard, you can check out more live music from Dave McKenzie's collection. The website is called The McKenzie Tapes. It's located on the World Wide Web at themckenzietapes.com. I'm updating it regularly. So here, a little taste from our Radio Free Brooklyn audience. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll see you guys next week. Be playing some more great music. Recorded tracks, though, next week. Live stuff, maybe again in the future. Until then.